Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. It continues to be January, and in my continued quest to help you nail your 2019 New Year's resolutions, I've asked friend of the CleanCast and noted gym-going person, John Januzzi, to join me for an episode all about your foul workout gear. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's great to be back.
It's really good to be. This is your first time in this new studio.
Yeah.
And which I think for us is not new anymore.
I know. Well, so I came in here and I was talking to someone. I was like, you guys are like new in here, right? And they're like, no, it's been a year. So this is also kind of like our CleanCast anniversary, I guess you could say.
It is our CleanCast-ish. And actually, there's another anniversary that's really funny. We are recording this on January 11th. On January 11th of last year, I did my first ever live show. And then I ended up meeting someone who I dated for, as you know, several months.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our like first official date right when you and I were recording together. And there was a whole thing where we recorded an episode, we lost it, we had to re-record, and when we were re-recording, I was like, rush to get through it, because John, I have a date.
Yes, I'm remembering this now.
And today, so you guys, John was a little late for the recording time.
It was just a casual 45 minutes.
And
which is honestly inexcusable. I have no tolerance for tardiness in my own life. And
it's not like you at all. That's why I'm not mad, because it's totally, he just lost track of time. It's like so not a big deal. But the problem is that I have a date tonight, John.
I'm sorry to continue to interfere with clean casts and dates, all of which are very important, especially here on a Friday. I've had, you know, I've had a day of a Friday.
I have had a real day of a Friday. I think we should just jump right into this episode. We do have a lot of stuff to cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our favorite topic because it's gym gear. And you guys, first of all, if you're not following John Januzzi on Twitter, go get your life. Smash that follow button. Low-key, John is the best person on Twitter. Every tweet you tweet makes me laugh. Like,
I'm glad someone appreciates it.
It's like hard for me not to retweet everything you do.
I did. A couple of teens told me I was corny this week, so that was a bit of a bummer, a little bit of a downer.
No, I feel like that's like the stamp. Like,
yeah,
teens are dragged. Like, I want to be dragged by teens.
Yeah,
they're paying attention. That means you're cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how they. It was like an old tweet too, and I was like, oh god,
didn't age well.
Yeah, I think it aged well, but like I definitely offended them because I think it was. I think they were like fashion design students, and I said something. It's like whatever.
You offended their innate teen coolness.
Yeah,
I think this is great. I think that makes you cool.
I've always been terrified. I've been terrified of teens my whole life as
teens
a child.
Teens are terrifying.
And can confirm now as an adult.
Yeah, that's a real thing, being terrified of teens. They are terrifying.
Yeah, it's teen phobia. They're shifty.
They are really shifty. I'm not that terrified of them. I am always like fascinated by like the 3 to 4 p.m. hour at the Dollar Slice joint is a fascinating ecosystem of teenagism. Mm-hmm. I love the sweet romance of the Dollar Slice joint at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
It's just like amazing.
I mean, New York
we
City,
are getting really, really far afield. We can't do this because we have an important.
Back to the gym.
Well,
we're back in the gym.
The way that I was actually like going to bring this all back actually does kind of like feed into the Dollar Slice thing is that like, so John and I have this kind of funny history of these like, we're running late or rushing through episodes because Jolie's got a date. And I think we can all agree we want Jolie to have dates. But the other thing that John is like super known for, or I don't actually know that he's really known for this, but he should be, John is the person who inspired the crazy Sunday workout that I do every week, my Sunday 100s, is he put the idea of me doing 100 squats once a week into my mind. And then I took it, because I'm me, and had to make it 5 times more insane by adding 5 other exercises to, or 4 other exercises to it. So,
and let's say I'm gonna put out a full disclaimer. This is not endorsed by any,
literally, like, nobody.
Yeah, and to
nobody
be honest,
should do this.
Yeah,
it's like a bad workout.
I think
it's
I've told
dangerous.
Some like fitness professionals that I know that I do it, and they're just kind of like, "Why?" But you know what? It's, you feel really good after doing 100 squats.
You feel really, really, really good. I can,
and like,
honestly,
it could be body weight squats. It could be weighted squats.
I change it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do kettlebell squats. Sometimes I do the Smith machine.
Yeah.
Like,
and you, do you keep it at like a 10 by 10? 10 sets of 10?
No. Well, it depends on what I'm doing. I switched yours up. I do 5 sets of 20 for everything.
Ooh,
so
okay.
My 5 are knee ups, squats, bench dips. The fucking bench dips, man. Mm-hmm. Those will brutalize you for weeks.
yeah, that's not really, I can't.
Bosu mountain climbers and Bosu push-ups. And the Bosu push-ups will also really jack up your day. But it feels great to do it. It usually takes me, so I usually do either 4 sets of 25, depending on which exercise it is, or 5 sets of 20. It usually takes me about an hour.
Yeah, it goes quicker than you think.
It goes quicker than you think. Like, you kind of just get into it, and it's all mental, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, psyching myself into the 100 Bosu push-ups is the hardest part of the workout.
Yeah.
But
I mean, once I'm in it, it's very daunting. Yeah.
So anyway, so John is a literal inspiration to me.
I'm so honored.
Jolie Care fitness buff and clean person. And so I asked him to come back to do a gym gear app with me, because another beloved John in our CleanCast universe, John Taylor, when he was here for his end of year Stump Jolie episode, John had a lot of questions about workout gear. He asked me if you guys remember about his boxing wraps. We talked about that. Mm. We definitely solved that problem. But he also dropped like a bunch of times in asking the questions that, like, he's laundering his gym gear completely wrong. And John is a clean person, and John is a gym rat, and John is a sports writer. And I was like, I can't have the writer reporters of Sports Illustrated out there in this world washing their gym clothes all wrong. Like, I gotta solve this. So I planned a gym gear episode for early January, which is today. We're going to do it today. And I think also we're going to have so much to cover that I'm going to do another one 2 episodes from now and just do like a follow-up with more gym gear stuff. I'm going to bring John back. That's his punishment for being late. One other quick note. You guys, we're not going to do a chip chat this week because of the lateness and because of the dateness.
Oh,
I know everyone will be fine, but
this is completely my fault.
No. Wait, I'm going to turn this boat around. I'm turning the Titanic around. We're going back to port.
I mean,
it's going to be okay. What we're going to do when John comes back. When John comes back, we're going to do a jumbo size chip chat.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fun. I can do that.
We'll do a massive tasting. I'll pick some weird theme. We're Italians. Probably be an Italian theme.
Okay.
Or less.
I'm down with that.
And we'll just do a double size, super size chip chat bonus episode. So there's your update on that. Before we get into the episode, I do want to remind you guys that I offer those bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you want to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, but not this week, you guys all have Chip Chats to catch up on. I know you out there.
I promise to be like on, very on for the Chip Chat.
You will be very on. Yes. You will love Chip Chat. Oh, because John loves eating too. we have a lot in common. By becoming an Ask a Clean Person podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Ooh, you know what else we should do as punishment?
Oh.
We should make you offer my bonus list, bonus subscribers, Januzzi's cookie discount.
And there it is. Yeah. I would totally do that.
You should do that. So John makes these amazing cookies. He like puts orders up every Monday morning, right?
Yeah. Every Monday morning at 8 a.m. It's like a small number of batches. They sold out in 21 minutes this week.
I'm proud of you. I'm psyched you're doing it. Because the last time you were here, you were saying to me, you were like, I really have to do something with this. And you did it. So like,
yeah. Well, and it was
cheers
basically,
to that, John.
Yeah, we're gonna toast.
Yay.
It's one of those things like, and we, of course we'll get to the gym clothes soon, but it's sort of like, And it goes for anyone that wants to do anything. I kept coming up with all these things. I was like, no, I want to like have this done before I do it. And somebody was just like, you don't need to do that. You're just making excuses.
Yep.
So just, I mean, you know.
Yep. That's exact.
Life above advice. Just like, yeah. You don't, there's nothing, you don't need anything to start anything.
Yeah. Actually, that does go right into the gym clothes things. Because like, or, you know, the going to the gym thing.
Yeah.
You know, that like a lot of times people feel like they can't start a workout routine because they're not in shape or because
right.
they don't have the right clothes or because
there's so many things. I mean, they come from a million different places, but there's so many things that keep people away from the gym.
Yeah.
And it's tough, especially at the beginning of the year, because one, gyms are super crowded.
Yeah.
And they're generally there's always going to be people there who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's really intimidating.
And who sometimes are kind of pissy about the fact that, like, there are all these noobs who are in the gym and who,
yes.
we, you know, we kind of know, like, aren't going to be there come March. And they're clogging up the machines that we usually use and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think, like, John said something on Twitter on New Year's Day about, you know, taking on a fitness resolution. And he was like, you know, there you can do it and there are people at the gym who can help, and that's true.
Yeah.
There will be more people who can and are willing to help than who are going to roll their eyes.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? Fuck the people who are going to roll their eyes. Like,
yeah.
The best way to deal with that person is just to get super jacked.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if you sense
let your haters motivate
yeah,
you.
If you sense people being like, "Oh, they'll be gone in 3 weeks." Just be like, "No, absolutely not."
Yeah.
Just continue and like
the best thing you can do is to be there still in 4 weeks.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I remember I first started going like seriously like maybe 6 years ago now, and I was like terrified, and I, you know, I had someone who was helping me, so at least I had like some guidance, but I've had awful people at the gym. I mean, I've had shit said to me, especially when we're starting out, that's like really discouraging. And you're just kind of like, you know, you continue going through it. All of those people have now like aged out of my gym or moved or
uh-huh.
like done whatever.
Nah, nah.
And so now it's sort of like, you know, once you get in the rhythm of it, it's really good. You'll start making friends that you don't really talk to. Like you'll do a little face nod because
yeah.
you'll see them. If you go at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You'll have your
yeah.
whole circuit of people.
Like I have a crew that I see every morning.
Yep.
In like the darkness of the morning.
Yeah.
And
you're such a morning workout person. It's wild to
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a morning person altogether.
I'm a morning person, but I'm a morning writer. So I don't go to the gym until the afternoon when I'm brain dead.
Yeah. I have morning.
Well, but I don't have an office job. Let's do this first question.
Let's stop talking about ourselves and help some people.
We're fascinating people is a thing. okay, so here's our first question from Kristen.
Mm.
It's a really good one. And actually, I'll tell you guys that there was a very, very, very early CleanCast episode. Definitely the first 20 episodes. It may have even been one of the first 10. Where we talked about this specific problem. And I didn't have a great answer. This was probably back in like 2015, I think. And I have better answers now. So I love revisiting, you know, topics that I've come to mm-hmm. over the years because I learn new things and I find new products. And so this falls into one
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. So it's going to be a revisit.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kristen writes in, "Hi, Jolie. I have a problem in that I'm dependent on going to the laundromat to wash my gym clothes. So I can't wash them right away. How do I handle a buildup of sweaty clothes when I can reasonably only wash them once a week? Do I start a soak bucket of water and vinegar and just throw them in there and let them accumulate? Do I rinse them and throw them in the freezer?" I mean, this is a problem that I have.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, anyone who lives in New York generally, like, you're dealing with a lot of people who don't have laundry machines
right.
in their apartment or even in their building. I also have to go to a laundromat
yep.
to wash mine. So I'm very interested in what this is. I'm also disgusting, so...
Yeah, so
I mean,
I'm just agreeing with all of this. Yes, John, you're disgusting.
Yeah. You're a creature.
So here's the thing. I also live this, right? I launder at a laundromat. I work out every day. I will say for me, I'm not disgusting. No, I'm just kidding. I don't tend to get super, super, super sweaty during my workouts.
Mm.
So I'm not really peeling out of wet gym clothes often, but I know. John's giving me a look. I know you are, but I know
no,
that
no,
people
no.
are.
I'm just... Well,
oh, were you making a dirty joke in your mind?
No. I mean, like, well, I'll... You please continue. Okay. I'll share some things about sweaty gym clothes.
Okay.
That are probably common sense to most people, but I need to talk them out for my own sanity.
Oh yeah, no. We can definitely talk them out. And actually, you know what? I'm gonna probably make a command decision about this. So the second question that we had for today was to talk about sort of like general gym clothes laundry best practices. I'm gonna just save that until the next episode when you come back. Let's just no, because I actually there is so much to say about this. Like, what do you do in between the wearing of the gym clothes and the washing of the gym clothes? Like, there's so much to say about it, and I really want to give it the space it needs to breathe.
I mean, gym clothes.
Yeah. Gym clothes need to breathe,
yes.
Man. So even though my workouts don't leave me like I stepped out of a shower. I mean, obviously, I sweat.
Right.
And I do work out every single day, and I'm laundromat dependent. So this is a thing that I live and that I'm incredibly sympathetic to. So the first thing is I want to say I love where Kristen's mind went in terms of the problem solving that she suggested.
Mm.
I don't want her to do either of those two things that she suggested, the soaking or the freezing. And I'm going to tell you guys what. First of all, the soaking thing. I don't want you leaving any clothes in a body of water for a week. I don't care if there's vinegar in there. I don't care if there's bleach in there. I don't care if there's a magic potion made of unicorn tears in there. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of time for something to be sitting in a standing body of water. And I want you to avoid that. The other thing is that, you know, on this show, we talk about the Jolie Care long soak all the time, which is a thing I really do often. But when you're laundromat dependent or even like a basement laundry, it's a little less agonizing with a basement laundry. But definitely with a laundromat situation, carrying a soaking wet thing.
Ooh.
Around the corner to the laundromat is just a miserable experience. Like, I do it.
Yeah.
But I have a whole system, and I only do it when I really, really have to. Like, when the duvet cover needs saving.
Oh, God.
Oh, God,
I had a duvet cover episode last night.
Oh, no.
It's fine. I mean, if all things considered, it's going to be okay. But it's also like, you know, with carrying wet clothes is a very, like, you know, I guess what's the right, it's an upsetting experience, but it's also just unpleasant. Like,
it's just
yes,
unpleasant.
It's unpleasant.
It's heavy. It's sloggy. It's wet.
And if you're somewhere, like, on the scale of bouginess, like, if you're in the I'm going to drop my clothes off at the laundromat and have somebody clean them for me, when your clothes are wet, you're also going to end up paying more because they weigh more.
That is a really good point that I would not have thought of because I obviously just wash my own.
It's happened to me.
But I also, I mean, I say that, you guys, I wash my own for a couple of reasons. First of all, I work from home. I have a flexible schedule. Yep. I can go to the laundromat on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Like, so I do. And I sit there and I answer my emails and wash my panties. Like, you know, it's called multitasking.
Yeah.
But I have that luxury as someone who works from home. Like, my editor doesn't know that I'm sitting at the laundromat answering their email, except I tell them every single time.
Well, and as someone who's edited you before, I had no idea.
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not doing writing.
I figured
stuff,
you were on a jet somewhere.
But also the reason that I don't send out is because I'm just incredibly, incredibly, incredibly fussy about my own laundry. And so it's worth it for me. Like what I would save in sending out doesn't save me anything. Like, I still have to carry it up and down six flights of stairs. I still have to refold it because I don't like the way that they fold the stuff. So like,
so you're on the sixth floor too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. John and I are walk up people. Yeah. That's the other thing. So in any event, so I don't want you soaking things for a week in a body of water. Mm. And if I can, I'd like to spare you the carrying of the heavy, wet, disgusting stuff around the corner. Now, the other thing that that Kristen suggested was the freezing thing. Now, I actually have some kind of oddball good news for you on this front. So freezing clothes, like mostly people talk about freezing their jeans instead of having to wash them.
Right.
That doesn't work. So what happens is you put the jeans in the freezer. The bacteria on the jeans freezes while it's in the freezer. But when it comes out and you put the jeans on yourself, the heat from your body like reactivates the bacteria that's still lingering in there. So it's not, freezing is not a substitution for washing. Mm-mm. It doesn't work. And that's been debunked up, down, and sideways. But what it does do is it does do that temporary staving off thing. So actually, tossing your dirty gym clothes in the freezer for a week in between the wearing and the washing of them is not a bad idea at all. Not a bad idea at all. It's not good. You're not going to be able to take them out and put them on and they're clean. You'll have to actually wash
them. Right, right.
But it's a good staving off method. But I don't want you to do it, and here's why. On a personal level, the idea of you guys stuffing your freezers full of your dirty clothes bothers me. Now, I don't live in your home, and I'm never drinking ice out of your freezer. So if it doesn't bother you, you should go ahead and do it. It doesn't actually really matter that it bothers you, but I want to level and tell you that, like, I just actually hate this idea.
Yeah.
The other more important thing is that I want you to use your freezers for the important work of freezers, which is making ice, because everyone on this who listens to the show knows I'm an ice enthusiast.
Who is it?
Who among us is not? Actually, you know what? My father hates ice. My father is an ice denier.
I mean, I can't even.
We love ice.
I need the ice.
I'm obsessed with ice.
You know what? Okay, so this is actually, there's one thing about ice that drives me absolutely crazy. And I actually had, a bit of, I'm not really coming across as a good person on this episode because I'm already 45 minutes late and I'm about to tell people that I find the sound of ice against glasses, like drinking glasses, to be the most grating sound in the world.
Really?
Yes.
I get it. It's like a nails on chalkboard kind of thing. Yeah.
And it's, you know, we have a particular glass in our house and it's, we had to buy a lot of plastic glasses because my girlfriend is a little clumsy and she's broken pretty much all of our glasses. So she has this plastic one and the
oh, that's a bad.
The sound of the ice going up to it is just. She loves me, but somehow amidst all of this, me having panic attacks when I hear this sound. And it's also, it's when you're on the phone and someone raises a glass full of ice to the phone and all you can hear is that sound, which is, I mean, I will freely admit this is a bad quality in me.
That is like, that's a deep anxiety. I love it. Listen, I'm fascinated by people's weird anxiety.
I have had,
you know, I'm terrified of mimes and human statuary.
Well, mimes are creepsters.
Yeah.
Mimes are the teens of the performing arts. But it's sort of like, I've had to stop. Anytime I'm in the middle of a conversation, I'll just be like, what was that sound? And someone will be like, what? And I was like, was that a glass with ice in it? And they're like, yes, you psychopath. I'm like, anyway, so yes. But ice is something you drink, and I think ice should be kept as far, something you're going to drink, put into your mouth, should be as far away from gym clothes, or at least have been cleaned since it's been in gym clothes.
Thank you. Thank you for feeling me and seeing me. I feel understood.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here with me for this moment.
I will say it is the first time I've imagined my sweaty gym clothes being close to like my ice cream and other things that I keep in my freezer.
The important things in life: your vodka, your ice cream, your ice. Like,
but now this will probably turn into a new anxiety because I'll go home and I'll be like, "Where are my gym clothes? They're not in the freezer, are they?" Be like Ben and Jerry's, like, I don't even know what that flavor would be, like taint or something. Because I fully admitted earlier that I am disgusting, and I will tell you what my gym clothes go through.
Well, you're doing
dark.
All those squats.
I mean, the imagination
does not boggle.
Well, and it's sort of like the way that I set up my mornings is. Well, let's continue. Let's get back to the freezer, but like.
Okay. So here's the thing. I don't want you using the freezer. It's not a terrible idea. If the anxiety that John and I are having right now is not an anxiety that you share in your own life, and God, I truly hope for you that it's not.
Yeah. I hope the sound of ice doesn't send you into a paranoid rage. I'm real fun to go on vacation with.
Then by all means, use the freezer method. But I've got other ideas. So the first thing really to say about basically all of the things that I'm going to suggest is that, first of all, you should treat them as mix and match. Like, find the things that feel right for you and that are convenient for your life and that are realistic, and like pull tab A from section B kind of thing with this stuff. Like, you don't have to do all of these. If you do one of them, that's fine. If you do a combination of two or three, if you do one thing all the time and one thing once a month, like, these are all mixing. Oh my God, the fire alarm is going off now. This is a cursed episode. Why are you cursed? Okay, well, let's see if we're actually
I pulled the alarm because somebody put ice on a glass and I need to exit this building.
If we actually have to exit the building, I don't know what to say. We're going to keep going. I'm sorry if you guys are hearing an alarm. Sorry. It's just, this is, I don't know. It's January 11th, man. Just a weird day.
1/11/19.
Yeah. So the first thing, the second thing to say about this is, like, first thing is the mix and match. The second thing to say is that basically the enemy here is moisture, dampness, all of these words that people hate. It's just like they're all the bad words right now.
Always.
So the critical thing, and kind of the thing that most of my suggestions are going to have in common, is that they're aiming to dry out your gym clothes as much as possible in between the wearing and the washing of them. All right. So on that note, this is actually a good time for us to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll get into like the very specific tips that I have about what we're going to do. So John and I will be right back with more about your gym gear and our neuroses.
This is turning to therapy.
It always is. It always is. And actually, John Taylor, the John who inspired this, who you should really meet because you'd love him, he always says of this show, he's like, does it always turn into a therapy session? I'm like, yep, every episode.
Amazing.
Absolutely. All right. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by John Januzzi, my fellow gym enthusiast and neurotic.
Yes, tis I.
Who's joined me to help you keep your workout clothes lasting a long time without smelling like fetid death.
Yes.
Is really the thing. Okay, so as I mentioned in the first segment, ages and ages ago, early clean cast, I did an episode about the sort of the gym gear conundrum. And the question that we were answering in that case was a guy who works out in the morning. He's actually like a lot like you, works out in the morning, takes his sweaty gym gear, wraps it up in a bag, puts it in his gym bag, goes to work. And then he comes home and it's like full metal death. Right. And, one of the things that I said in that episode was that, like, I didn't have a perfect solution for him. Now, in Kristen's case, there's the alarms back.
This is just my curse.
In Kristen's case, she doesn't have the issue where she's wrapping the clothes up and like having to stick them in a bag all day. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a solution, but she's having this like, there's an in-between period between wearing my gym clothes and washing them, and they're starting to smell. So I've put in between doing that first episode and today, where everything is going wrong, I actually put a lot of thought into this. And I recently wrote a column for the Inventory. Actually, I used Kristen's question. I'm just going to be fully transparent about it because you can Google it and find it. But I went through a whole bunch of ideas for her. And I had more ideas than I had in that first episode. So, is this a real fire alarm?
Potentially. We're just like, we must start shutting it down soon if possible.
Okay.
Yeah, just to give you a heads up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do 15 more minutes.
Cool. Thank you,
Ken. Okay. I mean, unless we're actually on fire.
Yeah, if there is a fire.
We don't think there's a fire, but we just wanted to.
Okay, cool. Hey, you guys, quick update from the studio. There may actually be a fire. I'm going to speed up this episode and try to get through all of it before the building burns down. So sorry. We're just rolling with it.
Yeah, this is what happens when I'm involved, but I'm going to shut up now.
So I'm going to also shut up, except I'm just going to run through things with bullet points. So here are the ideas that I have. And like I said, I want you to mix and match them. So the first idea is because we want things to dry out, switch to an open slash breathable laundry hamper. That will help to get air circulating in on those clothes so they're not sitting in the hamper in a wet heap. Either a mesh style laundry hamper, one of those pop-up ones, or a plastic hamper that's vented. Mm. Rubbermaid makes them. They sort of have like the holes in the side. They're like, though, I think of them as very like 80s style hampers, those plastic ones. Those will really help to just like keep air circulating through. Now, you may be like, but isn't that going to make the room smell? Not really significantly more than a closed hamper will. With that said, if you really prefer a closed hamper, either for odor management or just because of the way it looks or because it's what you've got already and you're like, I don't want to buy a new one, that's fair too. You can actually buy an odor eliminating hamper liner. John's going to love this thing. John's going to leave the studio and buy it. There's a brand called Smell Ease, SMELLEZE. You can find it on Amazon. It's basically like a laundry bag. You know, it's a laundry hamper liner. It's a laundry bag that goes inside the hamper, and somehow it has some like magical property that allows it to absorb or neutralize odors.
Quick aside.
Okay.
Quick aside.
I was watching you like, Can I not talk?
So this whole episode is actually reminding me of, you know, beloved American franchise, the Beethoven franchise of the St. Bernards and the Newton family, because they, I think it was in Beethoven Second, which is the best of all of the Beethoven movies, that hit their whole family's deal is air fresheners. And they go and pitch, like, they put their houses on the line. There's even a line in there where they're like, the child's like, are we millionaires? And the mom's like, no. And then she's like, are we thousandaires? And she's like, not exactly. I'm like, this family doesn't have, like, between, like, all of them, they have, like, no money. And they're putting everything into this line of air fresheners, which are essentially, like, you know, the smellies, like, laundry liner. And they go to a pitch meeting, and they're like, smell this gym bag. And the executive's like, that's disgusting. And they're like, yeah, it totally is. And then they're like, throw in a Newton. So they throw in their air freshener, and then, like, the dad smells it, and it doesn't work. And later, the St. Bernard, there's a whole St. Bernard divorce thing going on. You know, there's a mountain cottage, there's an eating contest. It's really family fun.
I obviously have never seen this movie, but I'll be sure to check it out.
Ridiculous.
We'll have a movie day one of these days. Let's get back to this. Actually, I'm kind of glad you mentioned it, because I do want to say, like, you guys will see those, like, stick-on, like, Arm & Hammer deodorizer things. I have to level with you guys and say I don't think they work particularly well. With that said, if you have one, especially if you have, like, a kind of offbeat brand that has worked really, really well for you, I definitely want to hear about it. Okay, so moving along, there's one last thing to mention. And, again, this goes a little bit back to John Taylor. There's a product called Sport Hamper. We're not really clear if it's actually available to buy. But it's like I texted it to John when he was on vacation in Barbados recently. And like the reaction he had to it, and I knew this was going to be the case because I know John so well, was so pure. It brought me so much joy. And it was like the reason, like, I know he, I know of all of the co-hosts and residents, he was the most polarizing, because I know that you guys kind of had this, like, why does Jolie keep bringing sports writers on the show who hate her? John doesn't hate me, though. That's the difference between him and the other sports writers who have been on this show. John actually really, really, truly loves me, and I love him. It's just the way that we banter with each other. And I like that dynamic of kind of, like, the exasperated everyman as a foil to my, like, exuberance about cleaning. I think it works really well. But anyway, John was so, so excited, and he goes, oh, my God. He's like, it's like a simple human trash can for smelly gym clothes. It's beautiful. And it is beautiful. And I mention it. It's a little frustrating that we're not clear if it's actually on the market or not. Mm. But I mention it because the technology that makes it work is actually UV technology. So it's a plug-in, lidded metal hamper. It really does look like a simple human trash can.
Amazing.
And you plug it in, and there's UV lights inside of it. And it nukes the bacteria out of your gym clothes while they're sitting in the hamper waiting to be laundered.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Well, also because, like, if you're...
We should just invest in it. Like, yeah. Let's actually, if it's not really happening, let's make it really happen, just like John Januzzi's cookies. Like,
yes.
We're going to do
that.
Anything
can happen.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Well, and also, in theory, your gym clothes are sitting with your other clothes if you don't have separate hampers. So,
yeah.
You know, it spreads.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely spreads. Definitely spreads. Okay, so then that led me to this other idea, which is, like, actually very functional. And I haven't tried it, so I'm not totally positive if it's going to work or not, but I feel like it probably will work. Like, from what I know of science and the way that bacteria and odors work, they make those UV wands, those handheld wands that are, like, for extreme germaphobes. They cost, like, you can pick them up from anywhere from, like, $10 to $30. They're not that expensive. I feel like you could UV wand your gym clothes before you toss them in the hamper.
Or could you even just, like, throw the wand in the hamper and, like...
I don't know, because I don't think you have to... I don't think you'd want to leave it on that long.
Okay.
But, I mean, basically what you're talking about is rigging up your own sport hamper.
Right.
I'm not sure about the functionality of that. But that was a thing I thought about. And also, I really like that idea because it would also help to solve the problem that I talked about from that first guy from that old episode who has the gym clothes that he's throwing in his bag. Like, you could throw the UV wand in your gym bag, wand your clothes over, bag them up, and then, like, boom.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Like, I think I actually invented something here.
Yeah,
or
you totally did.
Stole someone else's idea but, like, reinvented it. And okay, I'll take it. Alrighty. So those are kind of my hack things. Now I have one other sort of process thing, that sort of takes us in the other way. And that is, and you guys have heard me talk about this. It is the old Jolie Care shower rinse, right? So I talk about the shower rinse a lot, when I talk about bra stuff and bras and workout gear, and do have a lot of, like, things in common. They have a lot of elastic in them.
Yeah.
You know.
It's touching bodies.
Yeah. You don't really want to, like, super overhandle them because you want the elastic to last a long time. So the shower rinse is this, and they're kind of like, there's shower rinse and then there's level up shower rinse. So shower rinse is just basically what it sounds like. You just take the gym clothes into the shower with you when you're in there. And just rinse them out. Rinse out the sweat, the body oil, the dead skin, all that stuff, right? The one thing is that after the shower rinse, you want to squeeze the clothes out really well. And this is where I have to give you guys the reminder to never wring out your gym clothes. It's really, really bad for the fibers. So you always want to press water out. And then just hang them to dry a little bit before they go into the hamper. If you want to, because again, you don't really want to throw wet things into the hamper. If you can avoid it. And sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the way to level up on this is to leave a bottle of Dr. Bronner's in the shower, which is, as we know on this show, the thing for odors, but also is super, super, super gentle. So if it gets on you while you're showering, i.e., you're naked in there. And I'm not going to send you in with, like, Fels naphtha.
Yeah. Although if you were, I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess, I mean, I would avoid anything overly peppermint, too, that you're dealing with that. But I guess all of Dr. Bronner's would be fine.
Yeah, any of the scents work. You don't need to, pick up, you can get the unscented one.
I just had a traumatic flashback to some peppermint oil and situations. Doesn't do a body good.
Yeah, it's like when women try Gold Bond powder in the way that men do.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Bad idea, ladies. Don't do that.
But you know what? Everyone's got to find out in their own way.
You got to find out on your own, though. So that's the shower rinse. One other thing just to say about that, kind of like if you can avoid throwing wet things into the hamper, even if you're not going to do the shower rinse, if you're like, no, that doesn't feel right for me, or that seems awkward, or you know, whatever it is, even if you can hang the clothes, to the sweaty gym clothes, to dry for a little bit before they go in the hamper, that will help a lot. All right, I have one other hack that I came up with that I really, really, really like, and I want you guys to remember this product too, because when I make John come back to do his makeup episode,
which I will be on time
at the end of January, I'm going to talk a lot more about the use of this product actually in laundry. But here's my hack for it. There's a product called Lysol Laundry Sanitizer. And what it is, it's a liquid product that you use in the wash in addition to your laundry detergent. So it's a laundry booster. If you guys have, those of you who have attended the Jolie Care Laundry School are familiar with the concept of the laundry booster, this is a laundry booster. You use it in conjunction with detergent, not instead of, in conjunction with detergent in the wash. And it's great. It kills bacteria. I've used it. I really, really like it, especially for gym clothes, for a lot of reasons that I'll talk about when we do the follow-up episode. But for this purpose, here's what I want to suggest you do. When you hang your clothes to dry out for a little bit before you toss them in the hamper, if you have decanted some of your... Do you guys, John hasn't been on Chip Chat yet, so he doesn't know about my use of the word decant. when I pour the chips out into the bowls, I'm like, and now we'll decant the chips into the bowl. And we always smell them for the bouquet. Oh, I take Chip Chat real seriously. Chip Chat's a fucking jam, man. Okay, so I want you to decant some of the Lysol laundry sanitizer into a small plastic spray bottle. And I want you to spritz the clothes, spritz, lightly mist, not soak, right? Because remember, dampness, moisture, all those bad words are the enemy of what we're going for here. But if you give them a misting, the laundry sanitizer, because it has bacterial killing properties, is going to nuke again that bacteria that's causing the odor. So before they go into the hamper, you're going to give them a little spritz, you're going to let them dry out, and they should be smelling a lot less fetid when they go into the hamper, so that by the time you get them out a week later to go to the laundromat, you're not dealing with a fully rank smelling pile of gym clothes in need of watching.
Oh, yeah. God. Also, I mean, like, in general, at this point, I'm assuming anyone that has gotten this far in this podcast would have an empty spray bottle that they can decant things into.
Sure.
It is we've recently, that's been a big movement in our house, the spray bottle movement. And it.
I love a spray bottle. Yeah. I love a spray bottle. Actually, I did a live show at Barnard in the fall, and the giveaway that they did was they got little plastic spray bottle, empty spray bottles, and they stuck a sticker on them, and that was the giveaway. And it was great. I was like, oh, they're... All right. On that note, this is the third alarm. I think the third time is the charm. Let's wrap this baby up and get out of this apparently literal burning building. Yeah. John, thank you so much for coming. I'm excited to have you come back.
I'm sorry I trailed disaster.
Do not worry about trailing disaster. I love you enough that like I will clean up after any disaster you make in this world.
That's good to know.
I really genuinely adore you, and I'm so happy that you're back on the show, and I'm glad I'm gonna get to have you come back a second time.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast before we burn to a crisp.
Yeah.
If you like what you heard today, and sorry this was a weird one, thank you for sticking with me. Please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes. leave a rating, or Spotify, leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.